KNZR.
God bless America, and welcome back, brother. It's the Jazz McKay Radio Extravaganza for a free-for-all Friday. It's 1560 AM and 97.7 FM KNZR. Howard Marcus here with us this afternoon. The Chad Man driving the big old bus.
Yep.
Grinding the gears. And also, sitting in the passenger seat with me here in the back of the bus, Dr. Mensink from the practice. How are you, Doc?
I'm doing okay.
What's up? How you been doing lately?
Doing okay. I had an interesting thing happen yesterday.
Tell me.
I was walking out to my car, and an older gentleman came up to me, and he sort of says, "Are you Dr. Mensink?" You know, and I said, "Yes." And he says, "Can I talk to you?" And make a long story short, he was just. I talked to him about 10 minutes. Just this is a elderly gentleman has a wife that is depressed. She's been on Zoloft for 20 years.
Oh,
she can't get off it.
Long time.
And she's depressed, but she's living in this kind of pseudo depression. Nothing works. She can't get her off it. She tried to. And he said, "What do you do for it?" And it struck me. There's 19 million people in the United States at any one time that have depression, and it is common. The people, you know, they can't get off these things. And it was like a plea from a guy for help. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bless his heart.
Just, you know, like a plea. And it kind of struck me, like just saying, oh, my gosh.
Well, for a man to walk up to you, I mean, he must be desperate.
Yeah.
How long do you do it? You know, it sounds like she's on some kind of maintenance dose. Do they normally leave people on antidepressants that long?
Well, you shouldn't.
In 20 years. I mean,
yeah, years.
Really you doesn't. Shouldn't. There's a lot of issues. Yeah. In fact, I had a lady. It's interesting we mentioned that. I had a lady come in. This is about 2 weeks ago. That's been on Prozac for 8 years. Okay. She's sort of in. How should I say? She's not well with it, but she's sort of half well with it. But she stops and she falls apart, kind of thing. All right.
Oh, okay.
Mm. And what a lot of and what do you do with these patients, kind of thing? All right. And we have a lot of patients that come to see us like that. I mean, this is not uncommon. Probably a couple a week that sign up for the practice in those kind of situations. One of the things people don't realize with most of the antidepressants, and by the way, this is also true of the statins, most of the statins, but they all have fluoride molecules in them. All right, and all these patients, if they've been on, let's say, Prozac for years, all right, that if they don't have enough iodine on board, essentially that fluoride blocks the iodine receptor, and they get fatigued and tired, and you don't know whether it's part of the depression or part of the, you know, the medicine effects from that fluoride molecule that's in there, and so it becomes complex of how to deal with these patients. Yeah.
I've always wondered about that. I've suffered from depression before. But it was because, I mean, it's maybe not the same kind. I had a girlfriend leave me. I had a girlfriend cheat on me once. That depressed me.
By the way, most guys, that's very true.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Lost my job. That's a big one when you're out of work. Yeah. I think
Everybody, Jazz, every male. No, this is not true of women, by the way. Only 20% of women, about 80% of men. God made men to work. There's something
that's
in us
exactly
to provide for our families.
Right.
Women don't really understand that. But women are more social and look after the families. That. But there's something a guy, he wants to, you know, look after his family. He wants to work. You take a guy who loses his job, is out of work for 6 weeks, they all get depressed.
Very, very heavy duty.
And the sad part, what we see is they get depressed. Men don't come in soon enough, by the way, for treatment. Women do. But they get depressed. No one will hire a guy who's depressed.
But that kind of depression, is that something you take Prozac for?
Oh, it can. Prozac is a good drug. It's a fairly pure serotonergic agent. But there's lots of other things that have to be looked at so far as depression, all right? a lot of people don't realize it could be a depression, all right? It could be that the person's had head trauma, all right? It could be that they have some kind of mass in their head, All right. Ooh. Yeah. And the classic example, you know, people don't realize this. This is years ago when I was in neurosurgery residency. But one time I got called down. This was a Sunday night. I got called down to the ER to see a pastor of a large church in town. All right. That was, you know, got up to give his Sunday evening sermon. And he just got up and started talking expletives and just cursing and totally out of character.
This is weird. I heard about this.
Yeah, and they brought him into the ER.
Right.
Elders brought him into the ER kind of thing, saying, well, there's something wrong. And make a long story short, the guy had a glioma of his temporal lobe. A brain tumor in the temporal lobe that did that. All right. So there's other things that can cause it. Syphilis causes depression. Strokes.
Yeah, I can tell you about that one.
Yeah. Multiple sclerosis.
Never been down that road.
Three kinds of cancer are associated with depression.
Really?
Yes. A lot of people don't know this.
But again, wouldn't that be normal? You find out you got cancer.
No.
And you mean the cancer?
No, that's a different story.
You mean the cancer causes depression?
We're saying what you're saying, Jazz, is I got cancer. I'm depressed. That's okay. That's not what we're saying here. We're saying that there's three cancers: prostate cancer in men, breast cancer in women, and pancreatic cancer. That often be de novo. The patient doesn't know they have cancer. They present as depressions.
Oh, okay. They don't know they've got it.
Yeah,
into some sort of depressive funk, and then
that's a different thing.
6 months later, they get diagnosed, and now we know why you're on Prozac.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Long-term steroids. People that have asthma, you know, a lot of people long-term steroids that use asthma, rheumatoid arthritis patients, and lupus patients that use steroids for a long time, they can get they can get depressed. Right.
Like topical steroids, like Flonase or Beconase, or stuff?
Prednisone, things like that. Prednisone, amphetamines. A lot of people don't realize if you use amphetamines long-term, many of these patients get depressed, all right? Now, we have to be careful because amphetamines are themselves used for certain types of depression, all right? But amphetamines...
Do they still make amphetamines?
Of course they do. The classic example is Ritalin. All right, we sell Ritalin. We write scripts for Ritalin. But what you have to be careful with, especially, it's not so much people who are on Ritalin, all right? That's not really what you get in trouble with. But there's where people get in trouble with amphetamines, who chronically use amphetamines. Think of it like you're burning your engine at about 120 miles an hour, and it wears out, and you get depressed.
Well, of course.
All right. And by the way, those depressions, my experience with them, are hard. They take a long time to treat, months and months. On average, 9 to 11 months. They're not easy depressions to treat. A lot of people don't realize appetite suppressants cause depression.
Really?
Yes. All right. Appetite suppressants. Thyroid problems, vitamin D3 levels. All right. By the way, thyroid, both too high and too low, can be depressed. All right. We usually think too low, but too high can make you depressed. Vitamin D3 levels. If your D3 level gets below 8, below 14, between 8 and 14, 6 and 14, you de novo get depressed just because your vitamin D3 level is low, and you won't respond to Prozac or any other medicine. All right. In fact, if you D3 levels are below 22, all right, you will respond very poorly to any antidepressant.
Let's take a break. When we come back, I want you to tell me what are the symptoms of depression exactly.
We can do that.
How do we know that we're not just depressed because, you know, because you're a leftist and Donald Trump won the election, or you're depressed because...
You know what, Chaz, I'm just thinking. I'm going to call the office, okay, in between, and I'm going to tell them to print up. There's a certain depression scale that we can offer people for free. We'll talk about that.
We'll do that when we come back. More of the Jazz McKay Show after this.
My guy didn't win this on 3.
If you have more nice things to say about countries like Cuba and China than you do about your own country, you might be a brain-dead liberal.
You're listening to Jazz McKay on KNZR.
Hey, this is Inga Barks.
Let me tell you a story about bundling. We've all learned to bundle to save money, right? We bundle our phone, cable, internet. We bundle our cars and homeowners insurance. I do both, just like most people. But let me ask you, when was the last time your cable or insurance company called you to tell you you could pay less for their services? Sharp and Tier Insurance called me to tell me that they'd found a better homeowners insurance plan for me. I was shocked but thrilled, so I raced down to sign up. When I got to Sharp and Tier, I asked for a quote on adding a car to my plan. They searched all of the bundles, and guess what? Not only did Sharp and Tier find me a lower price for homeowners, but with the added car, my annual payment went down by over $300. So, feeling pretty good, I called my cable company to see if I could get a good deal from them. Nope. In fact, I pay more monthly to watch TV and live stream than I do to protect my home and cars from theft and fire. And it all started with a call from Sharp and Tier offering to save me more money. For the best quotes, for real customer service that honestly is looking out for you when you're too busy, call Sharp and Tier Insurance Services, 322-1888.
Hi, I'm Curtis Floyd. I graduated from Bakersfield High School and then attended UCLA and Stanford Law School. I love this community, and I thank you for the support you've given me over the last 25 years. For the next stage of my legal career, I am only going to focus on personal injury and wrongful death cases. The Law Offices of Curtis Floyd is a different type of law firm. Our office is client-focused. We treat clients like family, with respect, and the way people want to be treated. We explain the law in everyday language. We limit the number of cases we take so that we can be focused on our clients' needs. We are team-based. Therefore, we only charge you an attorney fee if we win your case and recover money for you. You can reach us at 633-2055. Again, that's 633-2055.
Even the best brands of air conditioners are unsatisfactory if they aren't installed properly. It takes more than a box of parts to make a good job. Years of skilled experience can make the same box of parts do a great job. Hi, I'm Warren Plaskett from Stockdale Air. We see on many jobs a graveyard of old parts left on the job site. It looks like the last service techs were experimenting. We call that parts changing. It's best to know why the failure occurred and what to do about correcting the problem. That takes skill, aptitude, and training. A few gray hairs help. Stockdale Air techs get the job done right. Call us today before the problem gets worse. Unlike your body, the air conditioner doesn't heal itself. Service by experienced techs can extend the useful life of your heating and cooling system. Call us today. We can schedule routine service on your unit. Stockdale Air, 42 years, 24 hours, 399-0100, 399-0100. Find us on the web or Facebook. See you soon.
KNZR, Bakersfield's talk radio leader.
And welcome back, Jazz McKay program on a free-for-all Friday. We got Dr. Metzig in the studio with us today. We're talking about depression. What are, Doc, tell me, what are the symptoms? What are the signs of the kind of depression you're talking about?
Okay, there are what's these called...
This is a clinical depression,
yeah,
correct?
These are depressions. There are, as I talk to them, people out there listening, if you have five of these, for more than 2 weeks, you need to see your doctor, bottom line. And it's called the ABCs of depression, all right? I learned as a medical student, all right? And it fits well. Number one is A for appetite disturbances, all right? And some people too much or too little. They eat, they can either gain weight, but gaining weight's more common. Losing weight can be part of depression, but something different about your appetite, all right? B is for sleep, for sleep disorders, all right? We look for sleep disorders in every patient we see. And in fact, part of the practice, as we've talked about in the past, we make sure that there's no sleep disorder. All right, because if there's any sleep disorder, I won't get you better over the long term. All right, but sleep disorder can be having trouble going to sleep. It can be staying asleep, or it can be one thing we look for very carefully is people who the classic. I had a lady the other day that came in, and she couldn't go to sleep because her mind was racing a lot. She couldn't turn it off. All right, that is classic. In fact, we look at that as if you come in with that kind of picture. we have to be very we look very, very carefully and ask, is there a history of bipolar disease in your family, mania in your family, things like that. Mm-hmm. And many of these patients, if you came in with that kind of symptoms to the practice, we would give you a very low-dose lithium, all right, extremely low-dose lithium. All right.
So mood level, essentially.
Yeah. What does that do?
Well, lithium helps with depression. How we figured out about lithium, 35 years ago, all right, when I was in medical school, essentially, the hottest new thing, there are, in Texas, there's three counties with low-dose lithium in the water, all right? And lo and behold, they found that in these three counties, there's zero instance of mania, bipolar disease, or depression.
Wow, damn.
Yeah, and it's a very trace amount. It's not that much. And so... they started. That was where we first found out that lithium worked for as an antidepressant and for bipolar disease. And that was the start of that research. In fact, the neat thing about that, we've talked about that here before, but all part of our the phase three, when we do life extension for patients, we put them all on extremely low dose lithium, probably less than between 6 and 30 milligrams of lithium every day. All life extension doctors take 30 milligrams of lithium every day, because we now have followed these people over the last 35 years. Here's the neat thing, Jazz: zero instance of not only depression, but zero instance of dementia and Alzheimer's.
No, me neither.
All right, sign me up. That was it.
And the interesting thing is...
You convinced me. I want some lithium. I want it now.
We also know, for instance, that if you are depressed, the rate of Alzheimer's goes up and the rate of cancer goes up. Oh, you follow what I'm saying? Many of these patients, that's part of the regime, all right? The second thing is our heavy trouble, we call it C, or trouble with concentration, all right? Can you concentrate on things? Most of these people have trouble, just their mind seems slowed down. You know what I mean? They just can't concentrate on things. D is for death. The thoughts of suicide, thoughts of not caring anymore. I've lost interest, kind of thing. Nothing turns me on anymore, kind of thing. E is for energy levels. These patients are usually tired, unless they're in a manic phase. All right, they're usually tired and fatigued. They have trouble getting out of bed. They can be in bed off for 12 hours.
What do you got? 4 out of 5.
And they wake up and they're still tired. Sleep is not restorative.
Gotcha.
F is for sexual drives. All right, and it can. Most people who are depressed, they lose those sexual drives, all right? One of the things, in fact, another thing that's important is all of the medicines, almost all of antidepressants and serotonergic agents, not so much norepinephrine agents, all these agents, when you're taking them to help, let's say you're taking Prozac, all right, to help so that you will fill your serotonin tank up, they all take away your sex drives on top of it, all right? So there's a judgment call from the doctor's point of view. Is that something that makes a difference? The last thing, two things, are what we call guilt. A lot of feeling worthless and useless and all that. And for H, as we use it for agitation, but just irritable. You can't just relax anymore. You feel wound up. You're just different.
I thought about half the stuff was marriage, but okay.
So if you have five of those eight things, for more than 2 weeks, that's...
2 weeks, okay.
Yeah, essentially, we recommend that you see your doctor.
10 years.
I'm going to look at my list going, I'll check them all off.
Yeah, pretty much.
But it's interesting.
No, it really is. So that's the checklist.
So what do you do short-term and then long-term to try and
correct them? Short-term, you put them on Zoloft or Prozac or something like that.
What do we do for patients that come in? The first thing is they have to be diagnosed correctly, all right?
Right.
And probably the biggest thing, we have patients come in, I want to test to see if I'm depressed. There is no blood test, all right? Just short and simple. There are some research things where you can check for serotonin levels in the brain, things like that, in the CSF. But there is no blood test to tell you're depressed or you're bipolar or whatever. Now, we do a lot of blood work for these repressed patients. For instance, make sure they don't have syphilis, make sure their vitamin D3 levels are high, all right, not low. Make sure the thyroid's okay. There's a bunch of tests like that. Make sure their electrolytes are all right. Their calcium, magnesium issues are not there. There's a bunch of tests we do, but those are rule-out tests for other issues and causing depression, all right? Mm-hmm. But there is no blood test, Jazz. Mm-hmm. It's a clinical diagnosis, all right? And it's something that it's almost, I would say a doctor gets more like a gestalt or a feeling that's saying this patient, you know, has a problem there.
So let's say they're depressed by your standards. So you're looking short term. You would prescribe something like
It depends why they're depressed. All okay. Right, in the office, if you came to me in the office and you're depressed, all right. Hmm. The first thing we do we have a screening blood work panel that we check all these things out, all right, to make sure that because. You know, the classic example, I've seen, I don't know how many, dozens and dozens of patients have come in to see me and they're depressed. And, you know, they've been on, Prozac for the last 20 years kind of thing like this. And there's something else going on.
Yeah.
All right. Like,
D3
is one of the most common. All right. D3 deficiency, selenium deficiencies, different things like that. All right. So the first thing we do is make sure that the diagnosis is correct. All right. By the way, 99% of the time, the diagnosis is correct. These people are depressed. Okay. All right. Number two, we look at the medicine, we're giving them Prozac, okay? And I have a lot of patients come to me on Prozac, and there's nothing wrong with Prozac. It's a good drug. We use it ourselves. It's cheap. It works, and we know all the problems with it. It's well quantified kind of thing, and it works at higher. We know what the issues are with higher doses. Very safe. So the first thing we do, we do the blood panel and their exam and all that, make sure there's no other issues. The second thing we do with them is make sure the diagnosis is correct, which you talked about. Number three. Is the medication correct? And usually the medication is not the issue, all right? Probably about 70% of patients will respond to, let's say, Prozac or one of the medications, all right? So the first thing we do, if you are depressed, let's say you come to me on 20 milligrams of Prozac, we have a plan that we do in the office, and we see every patient on Prozac every six weeks minimum, all right? Number two, we make them promise that they're not going to stop the medicine until we come and see them, all right? The third thing, we make sure that they'll promise that if they have any suicidal thoughts or anything like that, they're going to come and talk to us before if these things occur. And then what we do is if a medicine isn't, if you don't respond to, let's say, the Prozac or Zoloft or whatever it is, but let's say it's Prozac, okay? Let's say you don't respond to Prozac. Then the first thing we do, Howard, is we would take, and at the end of 6 weeks, no response, we will increase the dose. Usually we'll double it, all right, go to 40 milligrams. It takes about 5 weeks to 6 weeks for people to notice if it's working. Now, other people around you, all right, in 3 weeks, 4 weeks, will notice. You know, they'll say, oh, there's something different about you. They can't put their finger on it, but they'll notice. But the average patient will not until it takes about 5 or 6 weeks for the patient to notice. Hmm. So the first thing you come in for your six-week checkup, do you think the medicine is working? No, I don't think so. It's probably not, all right? And we increase the dose. Cool. And then we go for another 6 weeks, all right? And we keep doing that every 6 weeks, and we keep increasing it if it's not working until it is working or at maximum dose. If it's maximum dose and it's not working, we try another agent. It's no use trying anymore, all right? Let's say you've got 6 weeks and you're on maximum dose of Prozac and it's not working. It's no use keeping ongoing. We need to try a different medicine, and often from a different class, all right? We'll talk about maybe if we have time at the end, but from a different class, all right? But probably 70, 80% of these patients, Jazz, if you look at after the things that are, like D3 and all these thyroid optimization, things like that, the vast majority respond, all right? And now once they respond, let's say that, you're on 40 milligrams, all of a sudden it's working, all right? And I would guess probably those that come on 10 or 20 milligrams of Prozac, say, that are not responding. They've been on this medicine for the last 20 years or 5 years or anything. The first thing we do is we increase it. And I would say probably half of these patients, within the next 6 weeks, by increasing up to 40, all of a sudden it's working, all right? Now, what do we do once it starts working? We will still see you every 6 weeks. And what we do, and those six, now it's working, all right? We still see you every 6 weeks. And there's 14 things that the doctors will watch for to make sure that serotonin tank is being filled up. All right? And so we watch those things. And there's 14 things, and we don't tell you what it is, but there's things we watch for. And just talking to you, and we'll check them off. This is where you are on that sort of scale of getting the tank filled up. One of the things we love, and the third thing from the top of when that tank is filled up, is what we call REM rebound. What does that mean? The patients come in, and all of a sudden they're getting wild, scary dreams. They've never had, the weirdest dreams they've had. In fact, they often think it's a side effect of the medicine. They want to stop the medicine. What really has happened?
I love dreams like that.
Yeah,
I love, really, I love dreams
part,
like that.
Essentially, think of it's called REM rebound. Dream, unfortunately. Yeah. But it's part. A patient comes to me and tell me that. I love it because that means they are very close to the tank being filled. I can stop this mess.
Yeah, because they're really in deep sleep at night. Yeah. They're really in deep sleep.
It's called REM rebound, and the patients hate it. By the way, they all think it's terrible.
The last thing,
Jazz, that we look for. In fact, and this is a very important
Jazz
point.
Jazz has a list filled out.
Well, it's like a movie playing in your head at night.
People go crazy over REM rebound. It's just they
well, see, when I first started taking melatonin, I'd have the wildest, the huge waves crashing against the rocks and UFOs flying overhead and all kinds of stuff like this. I loved it.
Well, the last thing we look for, Jazz, for the serotonin tank in your brain to be filled up, the last thing we look at is your sleep disturbance resolved, all right?
Right.
So essentially you have to be off all sleep medications, all right, with sleeping like a baby. Now, here's the important little take-home thing. If you treat these patients until that tank is filled and their sleep disturbance is gone, they never go back to the way they were, all right? But if you stop the medicine before the sleep disturbance is gone, they will always go back.
They'll
to
go back to the way it used to be.
The way they were. All right, and it's important to remember that, because patients often they're starting to feel better. Well, I don't need this crazy thing anymore, kind of thing. All right, no, you have to do it until that tank is filled up, until the doctor says it's okay to stop it, so that you don't relapse. All right, and once in a while, not that often, but once in a while we make a mistake. I had a lady the other day, about 4 weeks ago now. That we stopped her Prozac too early, all right, and lo and behold, she started to relax. I made a mistake. Hold her. We need to go back there. The tank isn't filled yet, all right? And make sure that tank is filled and then get off these things.
Yeah. We'll take a break. Come right back. More with Dr. Mensing. 399-1560. If you have any questions, 399-1560. This is KNZR.
Good afternoon. Kern County Sheriff's deputies conducted a warrant sweep last week in the towns of Mojave, Boron, Rosamond, and California City. Deputies visited 19 locations, which resulted in the arrest of 10 people. During the operation, one firearm was recovered, as was a stolen U-Haul trailer. The unemployment rate in Kern County rose in December 2016 from the previous month. The unemployment rate was 9.9%, up from 9.1% in November. The unadjusted unemployment rate in California was 5%. The national rate was 4.5% in the same period. The United Farm Workers of America says a protest will be held later today in Lamont. Now that Donald Trump has taken the oath of office, the UFW says the farm workers will take part in a peaceful protest against what they say is a new president who has used bigoted and harsh anti-immigrant rhetoric. Checking the Chevron Weather Center weekend forecast. Showers today with thunderstorms also a possibility, along with some gusty winds. Showers likely tonight. Saturday a chance of showers early, but then mostly cloudy skies. And more rain is on the way for Sunday. I'm Bill Curtis on KNZR, Bakersfield's talk radio leader.
Life, liberty, and pizza for all. Come see why everyone is talking about Bakersfield Pizza Company and Bar. Located on Ming Avenue in the Home Depot Shopping Center. Handcrafted cocktails, 18 cold draft, import, and craft beers, along with 20-plus wing flavors with amazing pizza creations. Visit us at 4105 Ming Avenue in the Home Depot Shopping Center or online at BakersfieldPizzaCO.com. Life, liberty, and pizza for all. It's the Bakersfield Pizza Company and Bar.
Over 45 years of Stone Cold Grooves.
We like soul. What a capital.
Bumpsters unite. For Tower of Power. January 19th, 7:30, the Tachi Palace Hotel and Casino. Tower of Power. Tickets are on sale now at Tachi's Hotel Gift Shop or at TachiPalace.com. Premier Club members receive $5 off each ticket purchase at the Hotel Gift Shop only.
North Bakersfield Toyota has cars starting at $19.95. That's right, there's an 02 Corolla for only $19.95. VIN 598-512. Also other great deals, like a 99 GMC for $69.95. VIN 512-763. An 07 Maxima for $59.95. VIN 859-860. An 09 Mercury for $69.95. VIN J09-469. An 07 Camry for $79.95. VIN 125-918. An 02 Tacoma for $79.95. VIN 892-322. An 04 Tacoma for $69.95, VIN 364-036, and an 07 Tacoma for $99.95, VIN 337-411. There's 25 cars under $15,000, and it's this weekend only at North Bakersfield Toyota. Freeway 99 and 7 Standard. All cars, except for prior sale, excludes tax, license, finance charges. Any dealer document processing charge $80. Any electronic filing charge $29, and a missing testing charge. Must be 18 years of age with a valid driver's license on approval of credit. If listed vehicles are not available, comparable will be sold for same amount. Sale ends 122-17.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
KNZR. Want to confuse a liberal? Just use logic and facts. You're listening to Jazz McKay on KNZR.
Now, let me ask Chad here, because how did, now you were diagnosed, diagnosed with brain issues because of an IED explosion or something like that?
IED exposure, RPGs, everything.
And that kind of shakes up your head considerably.
Yeah. I got sent to mental health about 2 months, three months after getting back from my last deployment. Mm-hmm. And I went to my leadership and I said, hey, look, something's not right. Emotionally, I'm going through some stuff and I'm getting headaches and everything. And they told me, hey, we're about to deploy again in 10 months. We need you on the line. You can go to mental health, get checked out real quick. But when I went to mental health, they looked at me and did a few tests and talked to me, and they said, yeah, you're unfit for duty right now. So they assigned me a counselor and a doctor in the mental health. And within 18 months, I was on Wellbutrin, Prozac, Zoloft, what's the other one? Celexa, Trazodone.
All at once?
No, within eight, because, you know, I'd go and be like, yeah, this isn't working. Let's give you this. And then I'd be like, yeah, you know, this is, nothing's changing. And so they'd give me another one after the other. And Wellbutrin was probably the spawn of Satan. Whoever created that medication.
Yeah, we don't use any, try not to use Wellbutrin. There's issues with it. I don't want to say
Wellbutrin. Well, I was on Wellbutrin. Now, I'm not going to lie to you guys, and I'm not going to sound like I'm an angel, because I was drinking during this, and you're not supposed to drink when you're on medication like that. So bad on me, I know. But the Wellbutrin made me feel like I wanted to die, and that's the medication I was on when I actually attempted to take my own life. I'm not a fan of any of those medications.
You know, Chad, it just brings up a thought. Let's go over a bunch of things that are kind of when things don't work, okay? The first thing that I hear you saying, all right, and it's the biggest mistake that patients force doctors to do. Say it's not working, all right? Let's try something else. Mm-hmm. Remember the basic principle. You take that, whatever drug it is, all right, and you take it to maximum
dosage
before you throw it away. Do you follow?
Right.
Because classic, I mean, you know, you say people, you know, I didn't respond to Prozac, and you didn't take it to maximum doses. We don't know if you don't respond to it or not. It just may be, and the most common is that you didn't take the right dosage.
Is this
the right
typical
way,
though? Is this typical of the VA to just keep throwing different drugs at
it? This wasn't the VA.
It wasn't the VA?
Yeah, but different doctors, different, you know.
But you guys, also my HMO. I mean, HMO, same thing. They give you a pill to make you go away. Same thing.
The other thing we see, the things that in these types of situations, here's, Chad, what goes through my mind. Number one, you have to know, is the dosage right and have you taken it right, okay? Number two is make sure that a lot of doctors forget about iodine metabolism, all right? That's all right. Number three, there is A lot of people don't realize, but there's a folic acid metabolism, and it has a little bit to do with B12 metabolism too. But if a certain small couple percent of the population has a what's called a methylation defect for folic acid, and they and because of that, they will get depressed and won't respond properly if you don't correct that methylated folate deficiency. And there's a very simple way, like we have in our we give all our patients if we think that's happened, we have a very good multivitamin that we sell. All right, that has a methylated folic acid in it, so I don't have to worry about that issue. The other thing and that you have to worry about is, you know, are the things trace mineral things like selenium and zinc issues. There's a whole pile of these things. Another thing that happens, we see a lot that happens. These people will they'll start drinking. All right, and the first thing that happens, for men, about 40% of men who drink are really depressed, all right? That's why if you come in and with and drinking, we always have you stop the alcohol for 3 months for two simple reasons. Number one, I need to see who the real you is without the booze, all right? And number two, I have to see, do you control it or does it control you, all right? And if it controls you, it's not a big deal, then we need to deal with it and treat it kind of thing, all right? And we have a special program that we do for those people that can't stop. But if I don't stop the alcohol, especially if I don't know you're depressed, I won't know what the root issue is, that you're really depressed and the depression is really making you drink, all right? So the other thing that's important, we all, when on physical exam, and we also always check the hemoglobin A1Cs also, but if they have, many of these patients are overweight or they're pre-diabetic. And in fact, if you look at their tongue, in fact, you stick out your tongue in front of the mirror and you can see kind of a white coating on it. Often these patients, what if it's not real nice and red and looks nice, often these patients have yeast and candida, all right? And what's happened is that their gut flora is bad. And if you don't correct that, all right, and essentially correct that, we now know that in some studies up to 80% of the serotonin is coming from the gut. And so it's sort of like being poisoned. And these people need Beflucan, they need probiotics, all that kind of stuff. Wait a minute,
cluster, you know what?
Yeah. I'm just listening to all this, man. I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, the last thing we do on our patients that don't respond, we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, but we now use low-dose naltrexone for that because it's been shown to help for that. One of the things that you mentioned, Chad, that's important for people with post-traumatic stress disorder, head trauma, concussions, things like that, a lot of doctors will use lamotrigine, and it's an antidepressant, but it helps for certain types of depression. All right,
based on head trauma,
yes,
as opposed to any other kind of.
Yeah, because they were giving me pain meds that we found out later on that I shouldn't have been given with the depression medication.
Another thing that we'll find that'll happen. In fact, this is very interesting. But if you are an actual epileptic with grand mal seizures, like this is very interesting. A lot of people don't realize this. Grand mal epileptics who have a seizure, they never get depressed. Zero. No depression. Why?
Is it like electroshock therapy?
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Howard, you hit the nail right in the head. They're getting their own ECT treatment. So one of the treatments, that's how we figured this out years ago, that ECT treatment, electroconvulsive shock treatment, which is really making the person have a seizure, all right? That's really what it's all about. It's a controlled seizure.
That's with my grandfather back in the
60s. That works in recalcipant-resistant depressions.
Oh, all right? Darn. Can you do that in your office?
No.
Figure the light socket.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember my grandfather going
We do a lot, but not that.
Let's go to Sandra. Sandra, welcome to the show. How are you this afternoon, hon?
I'm just fine. I am an expert in depression.
You're saying you're depressed, Sandy?
I've dealt with depression on and off my entire adult life. And I've been through the mill. I've been through just about everything with it. And the thing that people oftentimes with depression do is that medication with depression is an art. It's not a science. What works for one person might not work for another. Mm. And it sometimes takes people months and months and months to find the right medication for them and the right dosage. It took me about a year in one incident to find the right stuff. And the other thing, too, is Dr. Minsink is right. It can also be a lack of supplements or, like, for example, a low thyroid can make you feel depressed. So you've got to go to somebody that knows what the heck they're doing, you know, that specializes in that kind of stuff or knows about it, so they don't just focus on the antidepressant, because it's a lot more complicated than that.
Well, you know, it's important, too. There's a place for medicines, but and I hope I'm not against medicines, but I hope I get the message that I think I hear you saying.
What?
When you look at depression, you have to look at the whole body. In fact, yeah. At the end, we'll go over all the foods that help depression. All right, there's different foods that we can use to treat depression.
Right.
But
right.
It, when you have a depression that doesn't work, the key is to start looking at these other rare, weird birds kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Do you have a question, Sandra?
No, I just wanted to comment on what you guys are talking about. That's all. I don't really have a question.
Yeah.
So.
It's amazing. Yeah, another thing we see it is.
And one thing I think we need to do as a society is take away the stigma about depression and start talking about it more. You know, because a lot of people hide it.
Well, you remember that goes back 50 years. Remember the presidential campaign in '68 with Eagleton.
Eagleton.
Thomas had been treated for depression and ruined it. And basically destroyed his political career.
Yeah,
he was done at that point.
He was sad. He was the nominee for vice president.
Right. With Hubert Humphrey. Hubert Humphrey's vice president.
Yeah, it could happen to anybody. It especially happens to older adults.
I think it has to factor in drug addiction.
It can happen to anybody, and it's not a big deal. You just go get it handled.
I think it was
like you would anything.
72.
Yeah. 72. I remember he was the VP.
There's another thing that is important to bring up here.
Yeah, I think you're right.
a lot of people don't realize, but there are antidepressants, all right, but there's also a lot of what's called anxiolytic drugs and what's called minor tranquilizers. Xanax is a classic example.
I was going to say Xanax. Or
Ativan or all those things. But here's the important thing. All these minor tranquilizers are really very addictive. Okay, that's the first thing. But what people don't understand is that, and we use them sometimes for, let's say I got to give you Xanax or
anxiety,
Ativan or something for the anxiety component. But what people don't understand is that every time I give you, let's say, a Xanax tablet, all right, it lowers the serotonin levels, and it makes it harder for the the serotonin.
They can actually make it worse.
Now, there's a place
where
you
make it worse.
Yes, it can make it worse.
If you use too much or misuse it.
So what do you do?
In small doses, under supervision, if you have anxiety, sure, it can help.
There's always a place for these agents. But most of the time, all right, and here's what I tell patients. If I will never cure your depression. All right. And as long as you're on those agents,
you'll
always go back. And there's a place where, and they're addictive. So there's a place that you may need to deal with withdrawal on top of your depression treatment.
Oh, my God.
And the withdrawal for Xanax is something like 11 months, by the way.
My God. Sandra, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. We got to take a break. We'll be right back and wrap things up here with Dr. Mensing on the Jazz McKay Show. 399-1560 is our phone number. This is KNZR.
If you get more upset about an American citizen expressing his First Amendment rights by drawing a cartoon of Muhammad than at a terrorist trying to kill that same artist, you might be a brain-dead liberal. You're listening to Jazz McKay on KNZR.
Your closet is full of movie reels and videos that you can't watch. I have your answer. Adam's here from Transvideo. Now, you have a unique gift idea for our listeners, transferring old home movies and videos onto DVD to share again with family and friends.
And now we have a transfer special to transfer your 16mm, regular 8, Super 8mm films and videotapes onto DVD and hard drive. Give me a call, 800-844-5030.
So how do you do this?
First, we clean, lubricate, repair, and restore your films. Then we digitally transfer your films while constantly adjusting the light levels and color levels. Plus, we edit out the bad spots, producing our customers a crystal clear, flicker-free production. Call me today, 800-844-5030.
You know, it occurs to me, you could also transfer videotapes like VHS and Beta, 8mm, and DV.
Easter, Mother's and Father's Day are just around the corner. Call Transvideo now at 800-844-5030 to digitally transfer your memories into the future.
It's a new day, a fresh start, because Bright House Networks is now Spectrum, redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound, thousands of on-demand choices, and internet speeds fast enough to to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation, with over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. Because nothing but the best will ever do. And it never should. Welcome to America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 855-91-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
KNZR. Clinging to God and guns. It's Jazz McKay on KNZR.
Let's real quick, let's get to Ralph here on the Jazz McKay Show. I had a question for you, Doc. Ralph, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm all right, partner. What's up?
Here's a question. I take thyroid medication, and I take a certain amount, but they recommend that I take more. I take 88, and they recommend to me that I take 100. And whenever I take the 100, it gives me an upper abdominal pain that's uncomfortable and gives me gas. But if I take the 88, I feel good.
I presume that you're taking levothyroxine or Synthroid, correct?
Synthroid.
Yes. Okay. Let's talk a little bit, because this is a good thing, Ralph, to bring up. Two things. When you're taking Synthroid or levothyroxine, you're taking T4, which is inactive, all right? Has no response to mood, has zero response to weight or energy, all right? That's done by T3 and T2, all right? But about 40% of patients do not have a problem converting T4 to T2 to T3 and T2, all right? In fact, the classic examples is selenium deficiency, all right? And a very simple, by the way, a very simple way of solving that is make sure you eat a Brazil nut every day, all right? And then you have a good absorption of it so you don't get a selenium deficiency. But I am not a fan of using those type of thyroid, Ralph, because what happens is you have to worry about that conversion process, all right? Number two, if it doesn't convert properly, you can get a lot of side effects from the T4. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I feel good, you know, whenever I take the 88.
Well, it depends, though. Here's the bigger issue. Is your doctor checking your TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, and your free T3 and free T4?
Yes.
All right? Because if those are all good and in the top quarter of normal, leave you on the 88 kind of thing. Do you follow?
Well, the T3s and the T4s, they're always, they say that those are all right, but what converts them or what they convert to is not up to where it's supposed to be. I don't understand what they were saying exactly. I know I got they're talking about my T3s and T4s being pretty close to normal, but whatever is associated with them, it's another letter like that that I was not up to par in that area.
Well, there's two things, Ralph.
Maybe it's a conversion. Maybe it's a conversion.
Ralph, there's maybe a bigger. Ask your doctor also to check for what's called reverse T3 and reverse T4, because I want you to think of this. And it's simple. It's complex, but it's the simple way to think of it is if you have a problem with conversion or with how much you're taking, you will make what's called reverse T3, reverse T4 that is inactive and screws the thyroid testing up. And your doctor needs to know that. All right? It's called reverse T3 and reverse T4. And I think that's the first thing I'd ask you to suggest, see if he's done that.
Very good advice.
And here's the thing. In February, I had my left hip replaced. In September, I had my right hip replaced. I'm on thyroid medication. And listen to you guys today. You make me feel depressed that I'm not depressed.
Oh. We don't want that.
I'm glad you're not depressed. I really am. Ralph, take care. Good talking to you. Debbie, you're next on the show. How are you today, Debbie?
I'm fine. I wanted to ask about getting off some medication that I'm on. I wanted to ask if it's possible.
What is that?
I take risperidone and Cymbalta. I've been given the impression that you cannot get off of risperidone.
No, that's not true, all right? That's not true. People who can't get off medicines, all right, there's something else that the doctor's missing, all right? Mm-hmm. For 90% of the time, there's something else that's missing, all right? There, you know, it could be that you You know, you have a B12 problem. Maybe you have, we just mentioned selenium deficiency, okay? Maybe the D3 is not correct, all right? Maybe the thyroid is not proper. There's something else we're missing, all right? There's something else that's missing with these medicines.
And well, my doctor has never checked for those things. I've just been given the impression by the pharmacist that if you've been on it for 2 years, you're going to be on it for life.
No. Well, that's at the practice, we would just, that's not the way we want to do things. I think it's bad. These medicines, Debbie, are not good for you, all right? We use them every day. We write prescriptions for Prozac, you know, and Zoloft and Cymbalta, too. But these medicines are not good for you, and I can't stress that enough, all right? They are made to be done for a specific purpose. They're to fill that serotonin tank up and get off them, right. All right? And if the tank isn't filling up, if it's not working, it's up to the doctor to say why. There's something we're missing here.
There's something else wrong.
Do you follow what I'm saying? Yeah. All right? And it can be difficult, all right? You know, there's two things that we do, you know, we're patients that we have trouble with, all right? And the first thing we do is we have a special herbal formula for nighttime with magnesium and sleeping. Oh, it's called Herbal Siesta. We tell them to take that at night so there's no issues with magnesium and with the circadian rhythm axis issues. All right? And the second thing we do is we give them multivitamin we have, you know, it's something like the fourth best in the world kind of thing, to make sure there's no selenium issues, trace zinc issues, all these weird things, you know, methylated folic issues, all those things, because that's a simple way of making sure that's not an issue. But if those don't work, then we start looking at more and more and more issues. Because to me, when you tell me, Debbie, that somebody says you can never get off this, I have literally thousands, you know, many, many patients, all right? And literally I have two people that we have not been able to get off their antidepressants. And it's partially because they don't want to do what we say.
Yeah, they don't take the D3.
Or whatever.
Whatever, but they don't, they're not taking the other, yeah.
Now I'm depressed.
The things they need to take. Debbie, thanks for calling. 871-3300 is the number for the practice. That's 871-3300. If you want to learn more, just go to drmensink.com. That's drmensink, MENSINK.com. drmensink.com.
And may everybody be not depressed.
Yes. Do not be depressed. Hey, how can you be depressed? It's Friday.
That's true.
By the way, the inauguration was on.
That was awesome. How can you be depressed? Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Thanks, Doc. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay.
We'll be right back, folks. More of the Jazz with Kay Show on KNZR. Denzer.